Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Acts in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Jeanette, and I bring you greetings from the Beloved Ministries, where our visionary and founder is the Reverend. Tell me something good, D. Hill. We are in 2026, and our theme this year is obey. Obedience, believe, execute, and yield. The first phase of this theme is preparing our hearts. This requires a sincere commitment to humility, faith, love, and reliance on God's word and spirit. Week two of this theme calls us to repent towards God. Repentance towards God. The scripture this morning comes from the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 19. That's Acts, chapter 3, verse 19. The New King James Version reads, "Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." Amen. Commentary from the Bible Reference Online says, "Repent is from the Greek root word metaneo. It doesn't mean to apologize. It means to acknowledge your way is wrong and God's way is right. It's a complete change in your view of the world." Repentance is a major theme in Jesus' ministry, even now. In order to be saved, we must accept that our sins are wrong and that God provides the way we should live. This isn't just an intellectual exercise. We need to allow the belief to change us inside and out. That doesn't mean we'll never sin again. It means our goal is to hate sin as much as God does. True repentance is connected to a godly grief that we have rebelled against God. God sends times of refreshing to his people. We should pray for and believe God for seasons of revival and refreshing. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, good morning, and thank you for another day. Thank you for a new beginning. We pray we start this day renewed and refreshed, O Lord. We ask that you forgive us of our sins, O God, anything that we cause you to look away from us, anything that we said that may not have been of you, Lord God. Please forgive us, even our thoughts. If our thoughts are not pleasing to you, Lord God, please forgive us. Let us turn from these things, O Lord, and follow your ways, your teaching, your example. Let us begin this day by giving thanks. Thanks to you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you for being our provider. Thank you for another day, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you for the ability, Lord God, the ability to wake up this morning, to feel, to the ability to speak, to see, to hear, O Lord. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to lift praises to your name, Lord God. We thank you. We want more. We want more of you, Lord God. We are grateful. We love and adore you today, Lord God. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for accepting us, Lord God, accepting us back, even when we make selfish choices, O Lord, even when we don't get things right, Lord God, even when we don't say the right things or treat people the way we should, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for forgiving us, Lord God. We thank you for accepting us back, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your forgiveness, Lord God, for your acceptance, Lord God. We know you paid the ultimate price for us, Lord God, the ultimate sacrifice, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. We cannot thank you enough, Lord God. The love you have for us, the love for you, that you have for the world, Lord God. We appreciate you, Lord God. We don't take it lightly, Lord God. And when we do things that are not of you, Lord God, we're grateful. We're grateful that we're convicted by your word and your teachings, Lord God, and we pray that we are able to turn from these things, Lord God. Not apologize, but turn from them, accept that our way was incorrect, Lord God, and you are the way. You are the right way, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you this morning, Lord God. Thank you for all of those that are on this line, Lord God. We thank you that you woke us up bright and early to start a new week, Lord God, whether we're going to work, school, or doing our own thing, Lord God. We just thank you. Thank you for a start. Thank you for a fresh start, Lord God. Whatever happened yesterday, last week, last month, it's gone, Lord God. So we thank you for this day. We thank you for this new beginning, Lord God. We love you, and we thank you, Lord God. Thank you for being who you are to us, Lord God. Thank you for being our guide, our example, Lord God. We just bless you. We say, we thank you, and we ask these things in your Son. Your sacrifice, your Son, Jesus, we pray, and we say amen. Amen. From our prayer list this morning, Rev D asks us to pray for her. Pray for Rev D. Also, remember Pastor Lucy, Elder Deborah, and Elder Deborah as they complete their dissertation. Oh my goodness! And defend their dissertation this semester. This is an exciting time. Our Rev D is going for her doctorate degree, Lord God. So she's writing her dissertation that she must defend. So we're lifting her up. We're encouraging her. We're rooting for her, Lord God. So we're lifting up Rev D, Pastor Lucy, and Elder Deborah, all of these women who are on their way. And we believe they are on their way to becoming doctors, Lord God. So we are grateful. We ask that you give them what they need, Lord God. Give them the time they need to get things in order, Lord God, to write that paper, Lord God, to defend it, Lord God. We pray for their support system that supports them, that gets things off of their to-do list so that they have time to do what they need to do, Lord God. So we thank you. We encourage them, Lord God. We're excited for them, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you for them, Lord God. So we are keeping them in prayer as they complete this process on their way to becoming, to getting another, another title, but from whatever they have, Lord God. So we thank you for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We're also praying for those who are in need of cars as transportation, Lord God. We know many people are not living in metropolitan cities with mass forms of transportation available, Lord God. So we pray for those in need of cars that to get around, Lord God. We pray for people who need cars to travel, whether they are elderly or however it is, living far from work, things that they need to do, Lord God. So if they're in need of cars for transportation, we pray for those people, Lord God. We pray that they are able to afford a car without going in debt, Lord God. We pray for interest rates to be low, Lord God. We pray for cars to be affordable, reliable transportation, Lord God, to be affordable for the people so that it is not a burden onto them, Lord God. So anyone that's in need of a car, we pray for them, Lord God. We pray that things go in their favor, that they're able to get something that that's reliable and that they can afford, Lord God. So we lifting up those that are in need of cars as transportation. Our Rev D also would like us to pray for the health of Stephen B., Chris Scott, Philip, Lynette, and Ezzy, Lord God. So we lift these people up, Lord God. You know all about their health situation, Lord God. We pray that you touch each one of them individually, Lord God. Whatever they need in their bodies, Lord God, you make things right, Lord God. You regulate things, Lord God. You fix it, Lord God. You touch them, Lord God, as them these individuals and many others are suffering right now with health issues, Lord God, with this season, whether it be a simple cold, a flu, or pneumonia, whatever it is, Lord God, we ask that you touch them, that you heal them, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you for your hands upon them, Lord God. So we're lifting up again Stephen B., Chris Scott, Philip, Lynette, and Ezzy, Lord God, and their health issues this morning, Lord God. We ask these things in Jesus' name, and we say amen, amen. And our Rev. D. also asks us to pray for Elder Dolores Nelson, whose aunt unfortunately passed away in a fire Saturday night, Lord God. So we lift up Elder Dolores Nelson and her family that are grieving the loss of their aunt this week, Lord God. And we pray for this family, Lord God, for this tragedy that they're dealing with, Lord God. We ask that you touch this family in their grieving process, Lord God. Give them some form of comfort and peace during this grieving time, this unexpected, unfortunate tragedy, Lord God. It's devastating, Lord God, but we ask that you touch them, Lord God. Comfort them in any way that they need, Lord God, during this time, Lord God. We pray for resources to this family, Lord God. I don't know what if they need restoration, if other family members need restoring of their items or peace, Lord God. We ask that you comfort this family during this time of grief, Lord God, and unexpected loss. In the name of your Son, Jesus, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, this time and this season, Lord God, we are lifting up all grieving families, Lord God, during this start of the year, Lord God. We pray for comfort and peace for them, Lord God. We pray for everyone that's going through something, Lord God. We pray that they do not get discouraged. Lord God, I read somewhere yesterday where it said that we're in like the middle of January and some people have already given up on their goals and their expectations, Lord God, but we rebuke that, Lord God, and we are saying not us, Lord God. So whatever we set up to do this year, Lord God, and even if early things have not gone our way, we're not accepting defeat, Lord God. We're saying not us, Lord God, and we are continue to be excited and look forward, and we're pressing towards the goals that we have for this year, Lord God. We are pressing forward. We're not giving up, and we're moving along. So we thank you. We thank you for this time of year, Lord God. We thank you for this new beginning, Lord God. We thank you for this refresh. And we pray that we all feel refreshed and renewed, Lord God, as we go out into the world, Lord God, as we continue to lift your name, Lord God, as we continue to love you as much as you love us, if that's possible, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this platform that we have to lift our prayers onto you, Lord God. We pray. We pray for all of those that are heading out, Lord God. We pray safety in travels, Lord God. We pray that everyone gets up and gets moving, Lord God, in your name, in the name of your son Jesus, we pray. Thank you for Beloved Ministries, Lord God. Thank you for all of those that are tuning in. Thank you for those that will hear it later, Lord God. So we ask all of these blessings in the name of your son Jesus, we pray. Amen. We say amen, amen. And we thank you for joining us today on our prayer line. Please continue to join us every Monday at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock, as we go believing that God has heard us and he will answer our prayers. God hears us. He will answer. So please send your prayer request to actsinfaithprayers@gmail.com. Our playback number for this call is 520-636-4582. The passcode is 8277806#. Please visit our website at belovedministriesny.com for all of our upcoming events. We thank you. Thank you for joining us, and we pray you have a wonderful day. I will release the line so we may all greet one another. Please hold.